First, I'd like to say congratulations for the performance. I think a few people realise that Australia doesn't have many genuinely international success stories, especially in the IT space. So I think the way the share price is holding up, that we all need to remember that in the context of Computershare and Australia's overall corporate performance. My first question is a fairly standard one at AGMs these days. It just goes to sort of founding or director shareholders with big holdings, and whether they have any margin loans or any pledging of their shares. So we've got the three, I think Penny, Tony and the chairman between them have got 100 million shares. Just wondering, are they completely unpledged to the point where if there was to be a rights issue, there was a particular diamond in the rubble we wanted to buy, would you all be in a position to support that? So are your personal financial positions very, very strong and pristine?
Not too sure how to answer that. It's a fairly personal thing. I mean, there's no hedging allowed on our stock. As far as, I'll be open myself, I've got a little bit of margin lending. It's less than 1% of my portfolio, just because, but I've got lots of properties that I don't like to have debt on them. I think Tony and Penny, it's really, I think it's their personal thing. I don't know if you want to comment, Tony or Penny.
No, not really. No. I have a small amount of margin, but nothing. I can, if anything came up, I could answer any call.
If we did a one-for-one rights issue, then I couldn't come up with 500 million, I can assure you. So it'll be underwritten, hopefully, and I could sell my rights. But take the point. But we're definitely in just no way the situation, and knowing a little bit of my assistants and Tony's, we've all got many more assets, which would be tens of times more than actually what our margin positions are. So we're not going to be in the issues like an ABC or a few of the other ones.